welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? How's everybody doing? Today, I'm going to be teaching you all about influencer marketing. Influencer marketing is not new, but it's very confusing for people that have never done it before. So I'm going to get into it. Basically, every single thing you need to know about influencer marketing. But before I start, make sure you share this pod with somebody who could find it useful because we're all trying to build these businesses together. Okay, so today in this influencer marketing segment, these are the things I'm going to cover. What is influencer marketing and the different types of influencer marketing? Identifying the right influencers for your brand, developing an influencer marketing strategy, measuring the success of an influencer marketing campaign, legal and ethical considerations in influencer marketing, and then what are you going to take from this and then go do for your business? So without further ado, let's kick it off. Now, everybody, we're living in this incredible era of social media. We've got the power to reach people like never before, and influencer marketing is crushing it right now. So today, I want to talk about the nitty-gritty of influencer marketing, combining the wisdom of some of the sharpest minds in marketing. It's going to be me. I'm going to bring in some info from Neil Patel and Seth Godin and maybe a little bit of Gary Vee. All these learnings that I've researched on what you should be doing for influencer marketing. We're going to get practical, tactical, strategic, sharing tips that are going to help you create epic, authentic influencer marketing campaigns that'll make your brand stand out and resonate with your audience. Remember, the game is all about creating real connections and providing value. So let's start by breaking down influencer marketing. You've got these amazing individuals out there, influencers, who've built loyal followings on platforms like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, you name it. They got the power to impact their audience's choices and preferences. And that's the kind of genuine trust and credibility that we're talking about here. Social media is where this magic happens. Influencers create content that's personal and engaging and genuine. And when they endorse a brand or a product, their followers pay attention because it's like getting advice from a friend. That's what makes influencer marketing so damn powerful. So let's dive into some of the topics like finding the perfect influencers for your brand, crafting a killer strategy, measuring success, keeping it all above board when it comes to legal and ethical considerations. So you're going to get ready to level up your influencer marketing game. First thing you got to think about is the nuances of influencer marketing. The core of influencer marketing. It's not just about finding somebody with a bunch of followers and getting them to post about your product. That's not going to cut it. We need to be strategic and we need to understand the different types of influencers and the roles they play. To quote Seth Godin, marketing is no longer about the stuff you make, but the stories you tell. So let's break down the types of influencers and see how they fit into the storytelling. So there's micro influencers. These guys have smaller followings, say around 1,000 to 50,000 followers, but do not underestimate them. They've got a super engaged audience and they're like the hidden gems of influencer marketing. Neil Patel actually often speaks about the high ROI potential of micro influencers because they are so damn tapped into their audience. Macro influencers, these are influencers that have a slightly larger following, usually between 50,000 and a million followers. They've got a broader reach, and working with them can give your brand some serious exposure if done right. And then lastly, we got the mega influencers. These are the big guns, influencers with over a million followers. These are the celebrities of the influencer world. And while they can bring massive awareness to your brand, they might not be the best fit for everyone. So it's really crucial to consider your budget and whether their audience is the right match for your brand. So you got to understand, you have these three types of influencers. But let's talk about how influencer marketing has really impacted consumer behavior. So influencer marketing has changed the game when it comes to consumer behavior. When an influencer shares their authentic experience with a product or service in any of the categories, the audience listens. People trust people. And that's what makes influencer marketing so effective. Like I always say, if you make it about the end customer, you're always going to win. And you have to understand that social media platforms are truly the lifeblood for influencer marketing. You got to understand these platforms. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook. These are the stages where influencers connect with their audience and create content that feels real and relatable. And these are most of the stages. And why I say that is because influencers are still on stages, creating great meetups, doing webinars. They have great email lists. But the majority of influencers that you meet are going to be active on social. And each platform has unique characteristics. And you got to understand these nuances to have a winning IM strategy. So now that you have a grasp on influencer marketing basics, let's dive into finding the right influencer for your brand and creating a campaign that's going to crush it. Remember this. Keep thinking about this. It's about telling stories and creating real connection. All right, let's go. Identifying the right influencers for your brand. You have to listen up because this part is crucial. Finding the right influencers for your brand. It's not just about their follower count. It's about their values, their audience, and their engagement. To quote Seth Godin, people do not buy goods and services. They buy relations, stories, and magic. So let's dive into the process of finding those influencers who can create that magic for your brand. First things first, you got to know your target audience. Who are they? What are their interests? What problems are you solving for them? Nail this down because it's the foundation of your influencer marketing campaigns. Then you got to align influencer values with your brand values. Like I always say, your brand is not what you sell, it's what you stand for. So when you're looking for these influencers, you have to make sure their values align with your brand. You want someone who genuinely believes in your product or service and whose audience shares similar interests. Authenticity is key here. Nothing beats a genuine endorsement from somebody who truly connects with your brand. Next, you got to evaluate influencer engagement and reach. So a data-driven approach comes in handy. Look beyond the follower count. Focus on engagement metrics like likes, comments, shares, and saves. A highly effective engaged audience is way more valuable than a massive but disinterested following. Also, take a look at the influencer's reach and how well it matches your target audience. And lastly, you got to know the tools and platforms for influencer research. And there are some great tools out there that you can use to find and evaluate influencers. You can use Upfluence, Aspire IQ, and Clear. These can be super helpful and identifying influencers in your niche and analyzing their performance. Don't be afraid to dig into the data. It's going to help you make informed decisions and set up your campaign for success. All right, so now you know how to find the perfect influencers for your brand. Next, we got to figure out how to develop a kick-ass influencer marketing strategy that's going to make your brand stand out and create a lasting impact. This killer IM marketing strategy. Let's quote Seth Godin to kick this off. In a crowded marketplace, fitting in is a failure, and in a busy marketplace, not standing out is the same as being invisible. So how do we make an influencer marketing campaign stand out and get noticed? Well, first, you have to set clear objectives. What do you want to achieve? Are you aiming for increased brand awareness, more sales, building a community? Be specific and make sure your goals are measurable. This helps you stay focused and evaluate your campaign success later on. You have to select the most suitable social media platform. So remember when I said that influencers live on social? Each social platform has unique features and user demographics. You have to choose the platform that makes the most sense for your target audience and your campaign objectives. Instagram might be great for visual storytelling, while YouTube is great for in-depth product reviews. Don't spread yourself too thin. Then you have to design creative and engaging content. Content is the fuel that will drive your campaign. You want to work closely with your influencers to create content that resonates with their audience. Remember, it's about storytelling and creating real connection. Give your damn influencers creative freedom to tell your brand story in their own voice. They know the audience best. Too often, I see brands that try and impose their creative restrictions and creative guidelines on an influencer campaign, and then they're upset when it doesn't work out. Guess what? You don't know their audience. They know their audience. Trust the creator that's built an awesome brand to actually get your product and service in front of their audience in a way that hits home. And then lastly, you want to, actually not lastly, there's a lot left, but but the next thing is you want to make sure you collaborate with influencers on the content creation. So what I mean by that is, yes, they're crafting the final thing, but you want to share your objectives and your guidelines and your expectations. Don't micromanage, but you do have to tell them what you're trying to achieve so they know, but you have to trust their experience and let them bring their unique flair to the content. Content is king, but context is God. So make sure that your message is delivered in a way that fits the platform and the influencer's style. And then lastly, you got to establish a campaign timeline and a budget. Like any marketing activity, you want to put out the campaign timeline, including the content creation, the posting schedule, any promotional activities. You want to be realistic and allocate enough time for each stage. You want to set a budget that takes into account the influencer's fees and content production costs and advertising expenses. And keep in mind that influencer marketing is an investment and the returns can be well worth it if you do all these things properly. So now you've got a blueprint for an epic influencer marketing strategy, but we're not done yet. We need to dive into how to measure the success of the campaign to make sure that you're getting the results you want. Let's keep going. So you have your strategy in place and influencers are creating and sharing amazing content. Now we have to measure the success. So the success of your marketing depends on your ability to measure the right metrics and take actions on the insights you gain. Who was that? That was Neil Patel. So let's dive into the key metrics, KPIs, or key performance indicators, and the tools you need to track your campaign success. The key performance indicators, or KPIs, that you should be tracking are engagement metrics, so likes, comments, shares, and saves on your influencer's content. High engagement means the content is resonating with the audience and they're interacting with it. Reach and impressions, keep an eye on the number of unique users who see your content and the total number of times it's displayed. The unique users that see the content is reach, and the total number of times it's displayed is impressions. These metrics help you understand how well your content is spreading across your target audience. You want to look at conversion rates, track the number of people who take the desired action after engaging with your influencer content. This could be clicks on a link, signups for a newsletter, or purchases. Conversion rates show you the direct impact of your campaign on your objectives. Don't get it twisted. There are also other campaigns that don't have immediate conversion or performance metrics related to them. These are more brand or awareness campaigns, but ultimately, if you decided it was a performance campaign, then track these metrics. And then ROI, or return on investment. Ultimately, you have to make sure you're getting a solid return on your influencer marketing investment. Now, this can be calculated on a variety of different factors depending on what you're actually trying to achieve with the campaign, but ROI, or calculating ROI, usually measures the revenue generated from the campaign against your total costs, including influencer fees, content production, and advertising budget. After you've tracked all these KPIs, you know what KPIs to track. So what are the tools to allow you to track these KPIs and like effectively measure your campaign's performance? You can use Google Analytics. It's a great tool for tracking web traffic, conversions, user behavior. Social media platforms offer native analytics tools like Instagram Insights, YouTube Analytics, and they provide tons of in-depth data on reach and impressions and engagement. You can ask for screenshots from your influencers that you've worked with. You can also use tools like Hootsuite or Sprout Social or Social Bakers to track and manage and analyze your influencer marketing campaigns. And now that you've figured out all the metrics that are coming from the campaign and you have the tools, then you have to adjust and optimize your strategy for the next time, right? Again, the key to success in influencer marketing, or the key to success literally in everything in business, but the key to success in IM is learning, adapting, and optimizing your strategy based on the insights you gain from your data. The market is the market is the market, which means you have to be open to changing your approach, testing new ideas, and iterating on your strategy. Use data to make informed decisions and keep refining your campaigns for even better results. It doesn't make sense if you do something and it doesn't work and you do it again. It means the market is not receptive to it. So you got to keep iterating and make sure that whatever you're doing and whatever influencer things you're doing, the market is receptive to it. So now that you know how to measure the success of your influencer or IM, I keep saying influencer marketing campaign, your IM campaigns, and you've optimized your strategy for max impact, we're almost done. Let's wrap up by discussing some of the legal and ethical considerations that you have to be aware of when you're working with influencers. And we've covered a lot of ground, but this is a crucial aspect. Legal and ethical considerations. First, you have to know that being transparent and being authentic is essential in any marketing activity when you're building trust with your audience. And that includes following rules and regulations. So let's dive into the key points you need to be aware of when you're working with influencers. First thing you got to be aware of is disclosure requirements. So according to the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, influencers must clearly and conspicuously disclose any material connections to brands they endorse. This means that if an influencer is paid, receives free product, or has any other type of business relationship with your brand, they need to disclose it in their content using hashtags like hashtag ad, hashtag sponsored, or hashtag partner can help with transparency and keep you on the right side of the law. Second thing you got to think about is authenticity and truthfulness. Authenticity is the one thing you can't manufacture. So you have to make sure your influencers are truthful and genuine in their endorsements. Encourage them to share their honest opinions and experiences with your product and service. False or misleading claims can really harm your brand's reputation and even lead to legal trouble for you and the influencer. You have to protect your intellectual property rights. So when it comes to content creation, it's crucial to respect IP rights or intellectual property. You got to make sure your influencers have the necessary permissions to use any copyrighted materials like music or images in their content. If you violate intellectual property rights, this can lead to legal disputes. It can hurt your image. Just make sure ahead of time. You have to follow platform-specific guidelines. So each social media platform has its own set of guidelines and policies that you and your influencers need to follow for your IM campaigns. You have to make sure you're familiar with the rules of each platform you're using for your IM campaigns, and you have to stay within these guidelines that will allow ensure a smooth and successful campaign. Nobody wants their content being taken down because you weren't listening to the rules and regulations of Instagram or whatever. And then lastly, you want to maintain a positive brand image. So your IM campaigns should reflect your brand values and maintain that positive brand image. You have to work with influencers who share your values and ensure that they represent your brand in an ethical and responsible manner. Remember, your brand's reputation is on the line, so you got to choose your partners wisely. So you've made it through, at this point, a relatively in-depth start on leveraging influencer marketing to boost some brand visibility. And really get engagement and conversions and money and revenue and all that good stuff. We've covered everything from understanding influencer marketing, defining the right influencers, crafting an effective strategy, measuring success, navigating legal and ethical considerations. So let's just make sure we summarize everything we spoke about so that it's fresh and top of mind. Remember these things when you go home tonight. Define your target audience and objectives. Get crystal clear on who you want to reach and what you want to achieve with your IM campaign. Identify the right influencers. Use tools and tactics we spoke about to find influencers whose values align with your brand and who have an engaged audience that matches your target demographic. Develop a winning strategy. Collaborate with your influencers to create engaging, authentic content that resonates with your audience. Choose the right platforms and design a campaign timeline and budget. Measure your success. Track your campaign's performance using KPIs and tools we covered. Use the insights you gain to optimize and refine your strategy for even better results. Stay compliant and ethical. Ensure your influencers disclose their partnerships, respect intellectual property rights, and follow platform-specific guidelines. Maintain a positive brand image by collaborating with influencers who genuinely connect with your brand values. So with this guide, you are fully equipped to go take your brand to new heights. Go make some money with influencer marketing. Embrace authenticity, creativity, and hustle. Watch your brand's visibility, engagement, and revenue soar. Now go out there and make it happen. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.